You are still listening to The Captain.
We are back on 103.8 Brava Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Anda masih bersama saya, Stanley Agustaf, di talk show inspiratif, harapannya di The Captain, bersama dengan founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures, Adrian Lee. Kita ngomongin tentang venture capital dan prospeknya tentunya banyak sekali. Dan banyak hal yang menarik dari Adrian, terutama seputar aspek bisnis, venture capital, bagaimana venture capital melihat dunia startup di Indonesia, dan seberapa prospektif, dan juga keseimbangan antara bisnis dengan private life, ya, personal things, personal accomplishment, itu penting sekali. Sukses di bisnis, sukses di dunia olahraga, itulah yang kita lihat juga. Adrian, what's the main challenge for Indonesian startup today, and what do you think the tips in order to survive the tight competition? Because every day there's a new tech startup company is born, right? They have a crazy idea, an excellent one. So, and what do you suggest for them as well?
You know, the main challenge that startups, large and small, constantly face is that in terms of a war for talent. As we mentioned, when you're backing a startup, it's about backing the entrepreneur. It's backing a founder. Mm-hmm. In technology startups, the most valuable capital is human capital. Mm-hmm. It's the people human that capital. Are human capital, the people who are building the companies, right? If you go back 5-6 years or more when venture capital was getting started in Indonesia, of course there were still many people who wanted to start companies. Yeah. There were many market infrastructure problems. You know, internet was slow, right? Not many people bought things on the internet. There was high mistrust. If you bought something in e-commerce, the logistics companies could barely deliver something from one part of Indonesia to another, right? Yeah. Now, as the market has developed, more money has come into technology startups. You know, many of those issues have been solved, right? People believe you can buy something online on Tokopedia and you'll get it the next day. You know, people believe that you can order Ojek on Gojek and it will come straight away, right? And those are types of infrastructure problems which are issues which are being solved and make it easier for entrepreneurs to start companies. Mm-hmm. But that one thing that remains, and in fact is probably even more challenging now than it was before because there are more companies being started, is that war for talent. Is that getting the great people that you need on your team, on board, working extremely hard to build the startup. So that number one challenge, finding great people.
Okay. I couldn't agree with you more. It also happens in daily kind of life. Di semua bisnis rata-rata, in some of the business also finding the great talent. So what do you suggest the founders for this? Like, take time for the recruitment or what?
At an early stage of a company, you know, every single person that you hire matters. You imagine you just started up, you're 5 people. Right, so you hire next person, you've just increased your headcount, by almost 20%.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
You know, every single person that comes on board is contributing to your DNA of that business. So I think it's critical that founders, the CEOs, are interviewing employees that are coming on board to the company at an early stage, even as they're a fast-growing stage. So I think the founders are also the best place to be hiring these types of employees. You know, why would a great candidate, a great employee, join a company which is highly risky, right? Yeah. The product might still be being built. There are hardly any users. They don't have much capital. They could blow up in 6 months.
Yeah.
They will generally join because they are buying into the vision and the mission of the company, and that is best articulated by the founders because those are the people who are going to be most passionate, and they need to be able to convey that sense of passion and mission to those early employees, and that's how they're going to win the best talent on board.
Ya, menarik sekali itu. Jadi memang setiap orang yang ada di dalam perusahaan startup itu memberikan kontribusi besar terhadap DNA dari bisnis itu sendiri buat founder. Jadi penting sekali menemukan talent terbaik di situ, gitu ya. And talking about your company, Convergence Ventures, what are the Convergence Ventures next plans?
So, our plans is to continue to back and support, some of the very best entrepreneurs who are building businesses in the region and especially with a focus in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. We've already started investing out of our next fund. I'd say, you know, we're very fortunate, very grateful to be doing what we're doing, to be able to meet with such great entrepreneurs and have the opportunity to back them. Being able to work alongside these entrepreneurs who are building companies, helping them with everything from trying to find great talent to work in their teams, to make introductions that can help them with their businesses, to help them introduce more capital and follow-on capital to build those businesses. These are all things that we love to do. You know, myself, my partners, we all have operating backgrounds. We've been there. We've been in the shoes of an entrepreneur, so we can help identify and understand the challenges of what they go through. And so we hope to be able to add value in that way. You know, my, you know, our long-term vision, our plans is that, you know, through convergence, you know, our tagline is to empower entrepreneurs with experience, network, and capital, is to really play a contributing factor to the development and creation of the next generation of internet giants in Indonesia that will bring benefits and you know, positive well-being to Indonesians.
True. By helping them achieve their dream to come true, that's what you've been doing, right? Which means that a lot of people will find the benefits as well, right?
That's right.
Especially Indonesian people who are using the products, right? It's really interesting. So what advice can you give to young people who want to start a startup and one day who are going to face you, right? So what do you suggest also in the elevator pitch? Because this is also sometimes they are so nervous and all that stuff. What kind of advice can you give?
You know, first off, especially with early stage investing, there's a tendency when we first meet an entrepreneur, they dive straight into their businesses.
Yeah.
They talk about, you know, what their company does, the product that they developed. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, in a market like Indonesia, if you're building an e-commerce company or you're building a marketplace for something, you know, it's fairly straightforward, generally speaking, what that product is doing.
Yep.
And they skip over probably the most interesting part to us, which is that person's story.
Okay.
Identifying a product or a service or a problem is easy, right? And trying to find an analogy to that particular type of business is also easy. You look around the world, you'll find these business models, right? What is hard is finding the right person who can be successful in building that in the long term. And so, you know, we like to encourage entrepreneurs to really start with talking about themselves. We'd love to hear about their background, hear about why this is important to them. We, you know, look for something called founder market fit. Why is this founder or this founding team perfect for developing this product and service? Do they have experience in this sector? Is there a particular burning reason that they need to solve this problem? It could be something that happened personally or another reason that motivates them. So we're trying to really understand not just the skills and experience and the background, but the underlying motivation of the entrepreneur, why they will make sure that this is successful. Because we think with that type of pure passion desire, that's the kind of never-ending fuel that will keep the entrepreneur going when things get really, really tough.
Interesting. Jadi itu banyak sekali tips dari Adrian ya, Brave Listeners, untuk Anda yang mungkin ingin masuk ke startup atau mungkin sedang menjalankan. Jadi sangat bergantung pada founders Anda sendiri dalam memajukan perusahaan itu sendiri sebelum masuk ke bertemu dengan VC untuk mungkin mengusulkan ide ya dan mendapatkan permodalan gitu ya. Well, actually, I have a lot of things to ask you, but I'm afraid the time is running out. But really enjoy the conversations, Adrian. Good luck. So what about the running thing, the half Ironman, the next one? Where is this going to be?
Well, I've done two this year already, so I'm not sure if I'm going to have time to squeeze another one in. But maybe towards the end of the year.
All right, the end of the year. Okay, thank you so much for your time. We hope that there will be more Convergent Ventures company in the future to support Indonesian tech startup founders in order to survive, right? Thank you so much. Dan ini akhir dari obrolan kita di The Captain bersama founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures, Adrian Lee. Bravo listeners, terima kasih banyak. Kita nantikan The Captain minggu depan tentunya yang akan menghadirkan narasumber yang tidak kalah inspiratifnya. Ya, saya Stena Gustaf, dan jangan kemana-mana juga, nanti Anda bisa melihat kalau Anda kehilangan atau kelupaan atau masuk di tengah-tengah, Anda bisa masuk ke podcast kita www.bravaradio.com. You'll find the podcast. Just search Adrian Lee, founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures. Yeah, thank you so much. Kita ketemu lagi di kesempatan berikutnya. Stay tuned only on 103.8 Brava Radio. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Thank you for listening to The Captain. Don't miss For More Captain, only on Good Day Jakarta.